All right. Good morning, everybody. This is a meeting of the Public Utilities Commission. I'm Dusty Johnson. Also here today are Commissioners Steve Kolbeck and Gary Hansen. It's 9:30 on Tuesday, February 24th, 2009. This is the time and place set for the hearing on the orders to show cause issued by the Commission in these 10 dockets, or rather 11 dockets, TC 08, 142 through 153, all-inclusive. These proceedings were brought before the Commission on the motion of Commission staff, and so at this time we'll turn toward Karen Kramer to proceed.
Thank you. I believe you need to swear Heather in.
Okay. That has to be the Commissioner.
Okay. Well, and the proper wording would be,
do you
solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you. Staff would first move to consolidate dockets TC 08142 through 153 just for purposes of this hearing.
Did you want action on that at this time?
You can do that at the end if you want.
Okay.
Take them all. And please state your name for the record.
My name is Heather Horney.
And where are you employed?
The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission.
And what do your duties entail?
With regards to the dockets before you, my duties entail the collection and assessment of the gross receipts tax to all utilities doing business in South Dakota.
And I'll show you what's been marked for identification purposes as Exhibit 1. Can you tell us what this is?
This is a list that I provided listing each of the docket numbers, including the company name. I've checked their status with the Secretary of State, and so that would be the third column, whether or not they have filed an annual report with us. If we know the amount of their 2008 revenue, it also shows the date that the certified letters were sent to them notifying the companies of the hearings to be held today, the column whether or not they have signed for that letter, and then finally for any companies that didn't sign for the letter that have been listed as good standing with the Secretary of State's office, I also contacted them via phone and faxed them a copy of the order to show cause.
Since the notice of this hearing was sent, have some of these companies paid their gross receipts tax?
Yes, they have.
And what is your recommendation with those companies, and can you state to us which companies those were?
That would be TC08-146 Banco Direct USA LLC and TC08-147 Metropolitan Telecommunications of South Dakota Inc. And I would recommend dismissing those companies.
Thank you. What are the companies listed as?
Yes.
Oh, no longer in business, voluntary relinquishment.
These are companies that have either been absorbed into another telecommunications company that's in good standing, or they voluntarily relinquished their COA and paid the requisite fees.
And what's your recommendation with those companies?
I would recommend dismissing those companies. For the record, that would be TC08-145 Transit Communications, Inc., and TC08-152 Telecom Resources, Inc., doing business as Tri-Network.
In all the remaining dockets that are listed on Exhibit 1, except for TC08-143, which is a wireless company, were orders to show cause and notice of hearing sent to those companies?
Yes, they were.
I'm sorry, because they have a certificate of authority to do business in South Dakota, isn't that correct?
That's correct. All of the companies except for the wireless companies have certificates of authority with our commission.
And when was that notice of hearing issued?
It was issued on December 30th of 2008.
And how were those companies on Exhibit 1 notified of the proceedings today?
We sent them certified letters on that date, and then as I stated earlier, if they did not sign for the letters, and they were in good standing with the Secretary of State's office, I also contacted them via phone and fax.
And are there some companies that did not receive their certificated letter?
Yes.
And can you tell us who those were?
Those would have been TC08-147, Metropolitan Telecommunications of South Dakota, TC08-148, Business Productivity Solutions, Inc., and TC08-153 Windstar Communications, LLC.
And was there any other contact made to notify those companies of the hearing today?
Yes, there was. Like I said, I contacted and left messages with their government affairs person, and also fax them copies of the order to show cause.
Did the commission establish a rate and assess the tax as authorized in SDCL 49-1A3?
Yes, they did at their April 22, 2008 meeting.
And how were the companies notified of this rate and assessment?
The invoices were sent based on their gross intrastate revenue for calendar year 2007, and those invoices were sent out on a number of dates, May 2nd, 2008, June 24th, 2008, August 5th, 2008, and finally on August 29th, 2008.
And of the remaining companies indicated on Exhibit 1, did they all file an annual report by April 1 of 2008 as required in SDCL 49-1A4?
Some, but not all. TC-08-144 Pacific Centric Services did not file an annual report, nor did TC-08-153 Windstar Communications, TC-08143 Star Mobile, TC-08145 Transit Communications, and TC-08-152 Telecom Resources, Inc., doing business as Tri Network. None of those companies filed annual reports.
And did the companies on Exhibit 1 pay the assessed gross receipts tax due under SDCL 49-1A5 by July 15th of 2008?
The companies, TC-08142, Telecom Systems Corporation of Maryland, TC-08144, Pacific Centric Services, Inc., TC-08-148, Business Productivity Solutions, Inc., TC-08-149, GTC Telecom, TC-08150, Yak Communications, TC-08151, Epic Star Communications, and TC-08153, Windstar Communications, did not file their gross receipts tax as of today.
And what is your recommendation as to those telecom companies?
My recommendation would be to revoke the certificates of authority in those seven companies that I listed.
Okay, let's discuss docket TC-08143, which you have listed on Exhibit 1 as a wireless company. Was an order to show cause and notice of hearing issued to this company?
Yes, it was.
And when was that issued?
That was on December 30th of 2008.
And did you notify the company of the proceeding today in another manner?
Yes, I did. Certified mail. Did I get to that? Yes, it was certified mail. And then also, that was another one of those companies that I phoned their government affairs person and also sent a fax of the order to show cause.
And you just did that lately, is that correct, in the last week?
I sent the order to show cause and made phone contact last week.
Okay. And since that notice was sent, did the company file their gross receipts tax report or pay their gross receipts tax?
No, they did not.
And have you heard from the company?
No, I have not.
Did the company establish a rate and assess the tax as authorized in SDCL 49-1A3?
The commission did establish a rate and assess the tax.
And was the company notified of this rate and assessment?
Yes, they were. The same as the landline companies, they were notified by invoice and letters dated May 2nd, June 24th, August 5th, and August 29th.
And what is your recommendation as to TC-08143?
My recommendation is to fine Star Mobile for failure to pay gross receipts, including interest, for a total of $500.
And also to pay the gross receipts tax, correct?
And to pay the gross receipts tax, which is a minimum of $250.
And did you have a fine amount in mind with the for Star?
That would be $500, yes.
Okay. At this time, staff would move to admit Exhibit 1. We would ask that the dockets be consolidated for purposes of the hearing only. And staff's recommendation as to revocation as found on Exhibit 1.
Okay. First, for the record, we should note that we have no one on the telephone line, nor anyone appearing in person for any of the companies. Is that right?
That's correct. Okay. That's
First, we'll take the exhibit. Is there any objection to the, admitting the exhibit?
May I ask a question about the exhibit? Based on what you said here today, is there a change in the status of 147?
Yes, but I did not receive the check from 147 as of the time I filed the exhibit on Friday.
Okay, just clarifying, though. So at this point in time, 147, on this, we acknowledge that's not a correct representation of their status, and they would fit down under the to be dismissed.
Yes, correct. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Any other questions on the exhibit? Then the exhibit is admitted. Next, we have a request to consolidate the dockets. Ms. Kramer, does that make sense for all of them, even given different treatment?
Correct. That way we could talk about them as one today.
Sure. Great. I will move all of the dockets be consolidated. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hansen?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. Motion carries 3-0. They're consolidated. Finally, we'll come to action on the staff recommendations. At this point, perhaps we'll take the wireless first, TC08-143. That's Star Mobile Incorporated. Staff recommendation is to fine $500 with interest. Is that interest on top of the $500?
That includes the $500 includes the interest.
Okay, so the fine would be something short of $500 that would be brought to $500 once interest is calculated.
That's true. If I may, the interest would be on the gross receipts tax, that $250 minimum. We are accruing interest on that because of failure to pay. So I might, in my testimony, it might have been confusing. It's a $500 fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gross receipts tax of $250 plus interest on the $250.
So $500 does not include interest.
Right.
Okay. We don't know that their gross receipts tax will only be $250, do we?
We do not, but that would be the minimum.
Okay. So staff recommendation is to require them to pay the gross receipts tax, fine of $500, and then interest accruing on the GRT portion. And is there a statutory rate? Am I remembering that right?
For interest? Yes, there is. I think it's 10%
per month.
Okay.
That's per annum, simple.
Okay. Any questions on that particular docket? Go ahead, Mr. Smith.
May not be questions, but I'm just going to express a concern I have. And again, it's probably, I'm not going to argue and gnash my teeth over it. This one presents a challenge that is different than wireline carriers. And the reason is because we have no certificating authority, largely because of Section 332 of the Federal Act, which gives exclusive jurisdiction to FERC or FCC to certificate companies to perform services. Here's the only kind of concern is because of that, because we don't have that formal thing that is a deal that says you're at least officially doing business here. And as I understand it, is that why staff is recommending a fine? Because we don't have a certificate to take away?
That's correct. We can't revoke a certificate from them.
And the only, I'm just going to raise an issue on this, and it just relates to the problems that revenues encountered and other revenue taxing authorities have encountered with respect to, if we don't know, are they actually doing business here? I mean, as I understand the exhibit, the only thing that indicates that is they apparently do have a certificate with the Secretary of State.
Well, actually, Ms. Forney did contact Department of Revenue yesterday.
Okay.
And asked, well, you can tell them.
I did. I contacted the Department of Revenue yesterday to see if we could verify that they had any business in the state of South Dakota, and in the spirit of open government, they informed me that they couldn't give me that information.
I was wondering about that, if they would be able to.
But we do have Harlan. We've got all of our information in the database, why the company was added, and that was per Harlan's information from the FCC website on February 23rd of 2007. That they were doing business in South Dakota per the FCC website information that he had gathered, and that was the reason that we had added them. They are licensed through the Secretary of State's office. They are in good standing Like I said, I called and left a message with their government affairs person who has not returned my call. I faxed them the order to show cause. They have not responded. And I verified on all of these companies that the address and phone number and fax number that we have listed on our database is exactly the same as is registered with the Secretary of State's office. And so, in my opinion, you know, and when you look at the Star Mobile website, it looks like all of the contact information that we have for them is accurate. And their failure to respond to us in any way, shape, or form, to me, doesn't necessarily get them off the hook as not doing business in South Dakota. It's just failure to respond.
What avenues are available to the commission if Star Mobile refuses to pay their fine?
Well, you could seek to hire an out-of-state attorney to go after wherever their home office is, so to speak, and go after them. For $500 and the gross receipts tax plus interest, you know, it would become a matter of a cost-benefit analysis. But it doesn't seem fair to the all the other companies that are paying and responding to not at least attempt to go after them in some manner. And it would be listed. I would suspect there will be others, states that may, you know, pick up on this.
Well, and you know, this is a little bit of, you know, opining for me, but you're probably right about the cost-benefit analysis, but not in the micro sense. I mean, in the macro sense, which is what costs befall the commission and the state of South Dakota by not enforcing its rules.
Exactly.
In the broader sense, even if we lost a few thousand bucks on the proposition, I mean, I just don't want to prove a point.
And that was kind of staff's issue here. I just think with everybody else paying, all the other wireless companies that we know of, pay their gross receipts tax timely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other discussion or commissioner action on TC08-143?
I make one embellishing or comment on the earlier comments. And the only reason I brought it up is because of the issue you get into with taxation of companies in interstate commerce. It's a due process argument, and it's basically called minimum contacts is the legal doctrine, and it focuses on a legal concept called nexus, and I think you guys know what that means, but it means that you have a sufficient something. You know, we get into it all the time with interstate catalog companies, various things like that, And I'm just saying, the only reason I'm bringing it up is it could be one of those things where we chase after this and we find, and we might run up against a constitutional challenge on this.
Well,
again, it helps that they're certificated by the Secretary of State, because at least that is some appearance somewhere, and again, they appear on a website. Have they actually done any business here? I don't have a clue. You know, we don't know.
Well, and you're a better legal scholar than I am, but I mean, there are at least a few important differentiating facts. I mean, mailing something to someone, I think, is different than constructing or leasing telecommunications facilities in order to provide a service.
Yeah, and that's what we don't know, though. We don't know if they have any physical presence whatsoever in South Dakota.
Any indication of those facts to the commission probably would have helped to avoid today's proceeding for them. I mean, they could have.
Yeah, it might have, although it will not serve to. It will not necessarily serve to render them liable to a tax in South Dakota, unless they're, you know, I'm not going to fall on my sword here. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that there could be issues with this particular thing that don't readily meet the eye in the normal way we look at things. That's it. That's all I want to say is that we could have difficulties.
Well, again,
down the road.
Should the company come forward and say, prove to us in some manner that they don't do business here, which they could have done before today, we dismiss the matter. I mean, it's easily correctable on our end if we're wrong. But they had an obligation, I believe, to step forward and say, we sell hearing aids. You know, this isn't what we do in South Dakota.
Although I would note that on the Secretary of State's website, when they filed their application, they specifically listed that they provided telecommunication services.
So I do believe that we do have a sufficient hook.
Any other comment or commissioner action on 143? Then I will move that aside from paying their gross receipts tax, that the commission also order Star Mobile to pay a $500 fine, as well as interest accruing on the GRT outstanding. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hansen?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. Motion carries 3-0. With that, perhaps it would be best to move to the those that have paid their gross receipts tax. That is 2, TC08, 146, and 147. And I would please ask anybody to correct me if I'm wrong at any point. Any questions or discussion on those two dockets? Hearing none, staff's recommendation is to dismiss those dockets. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion has been made. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hansen?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. Motion carries 3-0. With that, we'll go to the two dockets that staff has requested be dismissed because the companies are have voluntarily relinquished their COA. They're no longer in business or have been folded up into a larger telecom in good standing. Any questions? I have one for staff. If these companies have been rolled up into another telecom entity in good standing, I mean, do we know that the revenues of the parent company now were increased by the amount that the subsidiary would have had? I mean, do we know that the gross receipts tax was paid on those revenues, essentially?
The companies that they were rolled into were significantly lower than the, what would have exceeded the $250 mm-hmm. minimum filing. And based on filings from these companies in past years, if you would have added that groceries or that mm-hmm. revenue to the revenue of the parent company that was rolled into, they would still be significantly lower than that minimum filing fee amount. So.
Okay. Other questions? Hearing none, comments or action?
I need the numbers. I'll motion to dismiss. Remind me of the numbers, 145 and 152.
Motion has been made. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hansen?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. The motion carries 3-0. With that, we're left with, I believe, seven companies where staff's recommendation has been for revocation. Those are 142, 144, 148, 149, 150, 151, and 153. Any questions? Not just on these, but on anyone from whom we have not received an annual report, is there any enforcement mechanism that the commission has?
I can't remember now if you can revoke them for not filing their report. We have not done that in the past. Sometimes we have companies that just didn't file a report, but we've only ever revoked someone for not paying the taxes, and so... Was that your question? But I can't remember if the law permitted.
It seems to me that maybe one interpretation of our statutory authority over telecom could say that we had some power to force an annual report. I just didn't know the exact citation or whether or not that was the case. I mean, do we ever get concerned about the fact, I mean, we'll revoke somebody's COA for underpaying by $250, but as long as you send us a check, any check for $250 or more, absent an annual report, we don't know whether that's sufficient. And in fact, you could be underpaying by thousands.
If I might interject mm-hmm. there, that's not correct. The annual report that we're referring to there, mm-hmm. that doesn't have. That's the information that Harlan has collected and that Terry is now collecting. What we're that's the annual report we're referred to. When I send the bills to them, that's based on a filing that they make with me on their gross intrastate revenue.
That is aside from an annual report.
That is aside okay. from an annual report. And so I calculate the assessment based on that number.
Okay.
And so the annual report that we refer to is that information collection that we do. You know, how many customers do you serve? What kind of telecom service do you provide? How many miles of copper wire do you have? That kind sure. of information, and that's that annual report we referred to there.
The one that's required by law, correct, to be given to the governor's office? The telecom report is?
I think, yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the commission is required to make an annual report to the governor.
But I we collect it. We have two annual reports. There's the telecom annual report that Terry is compiling.
Yes.
I don't think we have. We're just now compiling 2007, and I don't off the top of my head recall whether that one has to be submitted to the governor or not. Our annual report that is required lists all the number of dockets that we have, gives some staff highlights, talks about the history of the commission, that kind of thing. And that one's required to be at the governor's office.
That one does require some information about gross receipts tax collection,
right,
but does not require company-specific information.
Right. We don't give company-specific information because a number of these are filed confidential.
I think the annual report you're talking about, Heather, is actually a rule we have.
Yeah.
It's established by rule in both of the local exchange and the IXC and the general COA rule chapters. It's chapter, 24 and 32.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Forney, if you could talk a little bit about 150, Yak Communications that didn't have any revenue and had their Secretary of State had revoked their business license.
They have a certificate of authority. That's what they call it at the Secretary of State's office as well.
Okay. I mean, so did Yak Communications get? I mean, they told us they didn't have any revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Does the fact that they're not doing business in South Dakota still? I mean, does that change with their? I mean, their obligations to remit the gross receipts tax?
No, the $250 minimum, it doesn't matter if you have no business, it doesn't matter if you don't have an active presence in South Dakota. When they complete their certificate of authority application, it states in there that you have certain obligations. One is to pay your gross receipts tax, one is to file your annual report. And the only time that you're not subject to that $250 minimum is if you are a radio common carrier. They are not subject to the $250 minimum. Everybody else is. So if you had a penny in revenue, we've had a company that's filed that had negative revenue for the year, they're still subject to that $250 minimum if they intend to keep their certificate of authority. And any time any of these companies call me and they say, we don't have any business in South Dakota, I actually give them the option. I say, you can pay us your $250 minimum and keep your certificate of authority, stay in good standing with the commission, or we can go through this process and we can revoke your certificate of authority. And I've had companies, not Yak in particular, but I've had companies in the past that say, we don't have the money to pay you $250. It's not worth it to us. Go ahead and revoke us.
Voluntary relinquishment is another option.
Right. But with the voluntary relinquishment, I actually require the companies, except for these companies that are rolled into another, if you're relinquishing your certificate of authority and say you're going out of business, I still ask them for the $250 minimum for any portion of the year that they've been in business. And in order to not have their certificate revoked, they have to make that payment to us.
Because they are, that taxation is not, it's for the year past.
Right. That's correct.
Okay. Other questions? Hearing none, the staff recommendation on those seven dockets is to relinquish the COA. Any commission comment or action? I will move that in dockets 142, 144, 148, 149, 150, 151, and 153, that the commission relinquish those certificates of authority. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hanson?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. Motion carries 3-0. Is there any additional business to come before the commission? Have we missed anything?
Nope, I believe we got it all.
Then we'll stand adjourned.